Today's FanLUN Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 101 odds on either fighter landing a punch during the fight. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three. How about this stat, Houston Kress?
Oh, boy.
Got this DM to me. Tennessee is undefeated when playing opponents when they have a rest advantage.
How about that? Almost seems like when we have an extra day to recover from all the running, we're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Does that mean we're going to beat Florida? 6 days rest advantage? Nah, six versus three?
Sounding pretty good. All right. That Gilbert story is pretty funny. All right, let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. So we got Zach up next. What's up, buddy? You're on three and out.
Well, you say Houston, Nate, Davey, and Alec.
Morning, brother.
How's it going?
What a weekend, huh?
I'm kind of calmed down, but I'm pretty upset Saturday and Sunday, to be honest with you.
Yep.
That was like my trigger game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think what made me more mad too is I was flying back from work. I was on a flight from Dallas to Atlanta. I look around at all the TVs, you know, that people are watching. And to be honest with you, I'm being 100% honest. Most people are watching our game.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting our butts whipped.
Yep.
And it's not fun to get embarrassed on national TV, especially, you know, we haven't been trending right, and, you know, the Ball for Lifers are blaming the referees today. Are we really serious? Because they shot more fouls. Well, if you don't drive to the basket, you're not going to get any foul calls, are you?
Not nearly as many. We were 9 of 10 from the free throw line. The only two players to take any free throws were your freshmen, Springer and Johnson. Auburn didn't even shoot that well from the free throw line, but they shot 37 attempts because they were going to the rim.
They were the aggressors.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted the game more. Does it look like we're having fun? Have you seen anybody smile in the last few games?
No.
Have you seen? I haven't seen anybody smile besides Keon, and that was in Kentucky.
No, if they're having fun, they're making it all up because the game itself hasn't been fun to watch in a while. I imagine playing in this style isn't the most entertaining.
What do you think Bruce would do with this team?
I'll let Nate chew on that one.
Run a bunch of ball screens, shoot a bunch of threes, dunk.
Get to
layups.
The rim, yeah.
I mean, do you think we would have more of an attitude, though? Or, like, you know how we complain there's no alpha?
Oh, yeah, man. They just pull the trigger. Dude, did you see how Keon, have you noticed how late in games when we're definitely going to lose and Keon and Jane just start pulling the trigger from three, how much better shooters they are? I mean, one of them hit a crazy three late in the Auburn game when it was basically over. Like, yeah, I mean, they just freed them up to just pull the trigger, run and gun. Fire away. Bombs away.
Mm.
That might even be what they call the two-minute drill. Three versus three versus three. Bombs away. Go.
Well, our coach is too worried about pulling somebody if they make a mistake, though, as a freshman. So.
Well, they didn't switch a screen right, Zach, and that's what cost us the game. Keon didn't switch a ball screen correctly. That cost us the whole game because we had cut to six, and that would have gave us the ball back down six. Now, what does Barnes think we would have done with the ball down six? Not a damn thing.
And then Muscovy can wave a hand by somebody, and, you know, he's fine, right? Keep him out there.
I mean, Vescovi can't even shoot anymore. Like, we've got
he's
worse.
Broken. Yep.
It's really frustrating. And, you know, the thing about it is it was supposed to be our year, wasn't it, coming in the season? I mean, I was sheeping it up more than I felt like the drive over there. I mean, after we beat Missouri, I was like, let's bring on Gonzaga, guys. You know?
Right.
I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah. Big mistake. But do you think... I'll get off the phone here, and I'm sure you talked about it again. I've been at work, but like, do you think this team, you know, when you have to be trending in late February and March, but maybe you'll save it for Optimism Tuesday. Is there any way we can get on a streak or win some games? Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Zach. Yes. You got a week now to make any and all changes necessary to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's plenty of time to make adjustments, to change what you're doing, and to finally suit your offense to your personnel. That's plenty of time to do it.
And then a win against Florida with those when you make those changes, mm-hmm. and you see the kind of reward that you get for making those changes, it gives the team confidence as they head into postseason play. And I think if you get a top four seed, you win your semifinal game, and you end up in the SEC championship, I think that gives you the ultimate boost going into the tournament, mm-hmm. that, hey, we can pull off a run here, compared to if you do lose to Florida by playing the same old way, and then you go into postseason play limping.
Yeah, I mean, they need to beat Florida. And they need to do it differently. I mean... I do think, just because of what Florida did to you in the first game,
mm-hmm.
if you were to come back and I didn't have to beat them by 30, but if you were to win that game comfortably by 15, 16, you know, score in the high 70s and low 80s and do it differently, having fun, I think this team could absolutely get hot. And I think right now the book's kind of out on Tennessee. I think everyone knows how to defend this team to make us take the bad shots that we apparently love, but that don't go down. So if you can change it up a little bit, you're going to be very hard to prepare for in the SEC tournament, very hard to prepare for in the NCAA tournament, because even if in a given night the new stuff doesn't work, you can still go back to those other things, and maybe against a certain team on a certain matchup, it will work.
Mm-hmm.
But consistently right now, it is not the way. And you got to make some changes, or this team's going to have a very, very disappointing end to the season.
And I don't know if there's any issues on the team itself, except that you just aren't clicking on the court. And when you're not clicking on the court, it's going to cause some off-the-court issues, because no one's going to be happy. If you can have a week of practice where you're reset from a mental and emotional standpoint, and then you can have some success on the court this weekend against Florida – and then have a little success, at least a little success in the SEC tournament,
mm-hmm.
that could get you in a different spot to make a run.
Yeah, it reminds me of the quote, just this team, but just because you're trash doesn't mean you can't do great things. It's called garbage can, not garbage cannot.
Mm.
True words were never spoken.
That was beautiful, Davey. Thank you for gracing us with such a uplifting quote. But will Barnes do that, or is he so stubborn and stuck in his ways that it's going to work after this week, by God? I think we know the answer to that question. We know the answer. It's okay.
Do we?
Yeah, we know.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
They tried some different stuff.
I can dream.
That one time this season. That one time, they tried some different stuff.
And what happened?
Good things happen.
Mm-hmm. Good things.
Good things happen.
Davey's garbage can. Remark reminded me of a YouTube video my friend sent me this weekend. It was titled 2020 Jared Garantano Trash Can Highlights, quote, worst decision making quarterback. It was a funny video to watch.
I'll look that up too.
Great. Thanks for that, Alex.
So many positive things. Tomorrow's going to be...
My quote was positive.
Tomorrow's going to be a tough show, man.
It's gonna
Tomorrow's going to be brutal. I mean, just brutal.
Just brutal.
Going to start looking up things to say.
Optimistic things? I'm saving one pretty good one.
Now you got a good one?
Mm-hmm. It's about Heupel.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saving it for Optimism Tuesday.
You are?
Because we're going to need it tomorrow.
Can we talk about today and tomorrow?
Is it about how we didn't want these quarterbacks anyway?
No. It's what Jim Rome said after Heupel went on there last week.
Okay.
Says, the guy's scary smart, and I think Tennessee got the guy that's going to get them back.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God.
Jim Rome, who hates every hire ever, but likes Heupel to Tennessee. Says he thinks that offense will get clicking. It's going to work. It might take some time, but that he's one of the smartest coaches he's ever talked with, and that's a guy who can get Tennessee back on the national scale.
All right.
So if you
so much for saving that for tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, we'll deep dive the entire quote tomorrow.
Do it again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
How long is that going to last us? No way, 3 hours.
Long time. Maybe.
Oh, I'm going to.
We've done 3 hours on less.
We did. Remember the day we did 3 hours on Jarrett Garantano versus Quentin Dormady?
Mm-hmm.
Those were the days.
Those were.
Hour three continues. What?
I'm looking for anything, man. Just such a deflating weekend. The Sam Horn news. I mean, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
I don't even know how that's possible.
How was possible?
That seemed like a guy that was just like dying to play for Tennessee and then just, I tell you what, Missouri. Just fascinating. So we still are waiting on that first commit.
We got that one guy.
We did?
Yeah. Like the JUCO offensive tackle.
3-star.
No. For this class.
Oh.
Yeah. We're empty. No players. Zero.
Sad.
No additions.
It's all right. We'll get those transfer guys back, surely.
Made some new guys out of the portal.
Maybe. How about that Bassmaster Elite Series tournament?
How'd
wow.
It go? Yeah,
wow,
that Canadian
yeah.
guy, smallmouth, wire to wire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeff Gustafson, wire to wire, weighed in 20 smallmouth. An absolutely dominating performance. One that I don't think anybody saw coming. Caught them all basically in the same little spot. They just kept reloading. Incredible.
Yeah.
4 day total of 63 pounds even. A lot of people thought it would take like 40 to 45 to win. He pops a 63. Unbelievable.
How did our favorite fisherman do this weekend?
Who's that?
You.
It was an interesting weekend. I'm not really at liberty to talk about it yet. There's still some issues going on. But
how was the fishing?
Yeah, how was the fishing?
Well, we lost a little time late in the afternoon due to the circumstance. It was not great. It was tough. Hopefully I can tell that story down the road, but
yeah,
in fairness, right now.
Well, people are blaming you for the basketball loss because you enrolled yourself in another tournament on game day.
Well, the good news is the basketball game this weekend's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So that's good. So I won't be fishing for that one. I think I'm off next weekend. So SEC tournament, look out. If we're still in it by Saturday, could be good.
All right.
And then if we play Friday, Sunday in the NCAA tournament, hey, there you go. That might be the key. Key to victory. Me not on the lake. You know, it's funny because during football season, people wanted me to go fishing so we'd lose. So we just roll through it.
Yeah.
But now it's, you know, we do want this team to win. So people are getting a little mad. A little upset with me. It's okay. I can handle it. Okay, that's all I had.
That's it?
Yeah.
Cade Martin's going to commit somewhere Wednesday.
For football?
Football and baseball. He wants to play both. So does Sam Horn. It seems like Arizona State for Caden Martin is the leader in the clubhouse.
They have a good baseball team.
I don't know. That's where Josh Dobbs was committed before he came here, and he was going to play both.
Mississippi State.
Arizona State.
Arizona State.
They're not that great. Best product to come out of Arizona State was Dustin Pedroia.
Well, being good in college, I mean, it's kind of rare that you just pump guys into the majors all the time.
Tony V pumps people in.
He's done a good job.
Developed Ben Attendi at Arkansas. Crochet here.
Mm-hmm.
That Sam Horn news.
It was a gut punch.
Could have done without that.
And it's just so unexpected.
At least for a few days. I guess it makes me feel better about Heupel, though. They just went ahead and did it. Because now I don't feel like Heupel really lost him. I feel like Pruitt just lost him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If he committed,
that's a little optimism there.
If he committed to Missouri like 3 weeks from now, I'd be like, God, Heupel can't even get a kid from going beat out Missouri.
I mean, he's behind the eight ball. We knew this going in. I did hope that with a guy like Sam Horn, I mean, all you got to do is talk to him a little bit, it seemed like, and he'd be down to come to
at least kind of reset his
Tennessee.
Board and
right,
listen.
Right. But, you know, Eli Drinkwitz, man, I don't know what he is. He's Eli Drinkwitz. He's a nerd, but the players seem to like him, so I guess and he's probably been in on Horn for a year and a half. Whatever.
Man, listen to this take. So somebody,
this is going
to
hurt?
No, you're going to laugh. It'll lighten the mood.
Okay.
So somebody after the Sam Horn news broke said, thanks, Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think we understand why that would be the sentiment.
Yeah, I have no issues with that whatsoever.
Someone else replied to that. Why is it his fault? It's clear he had his quarterback in this class. This is exactly the disaster a lot of us predicted would happen months ago. Is that a we should have kept Pruitt reply?
I don't think so. But it is this isn't Pruitt's fault thing, which doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
I mean, whatsoever.
You need 6 to 10 years.
No, you're supposed to say 68 years. 68? No, 628.
Depends on who you are, really.
Yeah.
Butch Jones. The more, the better.
Some people are blaming Heupel. Said he went all in on Simpson, when he should have just gone all in on Horn.
Well, we did say that was one of Pruitt's big problems, is not having a backup plan. Jared would like me to remind you, Alex, that Barry Bonds also played at Arizona State. If you're wanting best prospects of all time to come out of Arizona State.
It's been a minute.
One's not on steroids.
That you know of.
Pedroia was clean.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated as hell.
Okay.
Barry Bonds was like two different players.
Yeah.
His early years.
Yeah, he went from like a base, base stealing, like get it on the ground, Willie Mays Hayes to.
It was still a good Barry.
Oh yeah,
just went overboard.
Yeah, to just like the kid who only hits homers, walks and homers.
He adjusted, or hit by pitch.
He adjusted to the game. You know, he said no more mid range. Just
I'm striking out. I'm getting hit. I'm getting walked, or I'm putting it over the fence.
He didn't even strike out that one. That's what's amazing. How do the roids help these guys' eyesight so well? Like, I mean, you still gotta square that thing up.
Well, he could always do that.
I guess so.
Then he just added the beat, the beef.
And we squared it up. It was in McCovey Cove every time.
Mm-hmm. Brad Rose says he has an early optimism Tuesday take. We will still get to see both Sam Horn and Ty Simpson play in Neyland Stadium.
Yes.
So that's. That's neat.
So unlike Sam Howell, who we just have to watch
tear it up from afar, we might actually get to get whipped by these guys.
Get the experience.
Yeah. So you'll get to see him on what we missed.
Yeah, you get to admire them go off against us and go, you know what? Good for that kid.
Good for them, yeah.
He didn't come here.
No, the optimistic take is that we can shut him down. They're like, see, we didn't want you anyway.
Yeah, we are a defensive-minded football team.
You made the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
We Well, according to Austin Price, this one isn't on hype. Well, they say he went after Horn and Simpson hard both the last few weeks. Just too much ground to make up.
With Eli?
He's a pretty cool dork. They seem to like him.
You know how you turn Eli. Sam Horn?
How's that?
You beat Missouri at Missouri.
I'd take it.
There we go. There's something for optimism Tuesday.
You think he's just scared of sanctions and stuff? I mean,
probably. Yeah. Postseason ban. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, the sanctions won't really. I mean, it'd have to be the postseason ban's the only. Well, I guess if they do a scholarship reduction, like, well, if we're not going to be able to have a full roster, that might mm-hmm. limit, you know, how good my teammates are that I'm throwing to and handing it off to. But no, I agree with Austin Price. I mean, the guy's been here a couple months. It's going to be very tough to overcome, you know, 2 and 3 year relationships. I mean, quarterback, you got to start recruiting those guys when they're like freshman, sophomore in high school.
Right.
And if Heupel at UCF didn't think he had a chance at getting a Ty Simpson or of getting a Sam, like he's recruiting on a different level. So there's no carryover. There's no, yeah, I'm Jeremy Pruitt. I was at Alabama. So you were offered by Alabama while I was there. So I know of you. I've seen you on visits. Like this is just completely different levels of competition mm-hmm. and recruiting pools. So yeah, I mean, again, starting from absolute scratch. Now, the hope is on the defensive side that guys like Rodney Garner, Tim Banks, those guys can help you because they are going to have some carryover. But offense, we brought everybody from UCF. No carryover. Maybe Cody Burns, mm-hmm. the wide receiver. Maybe he can go get you a couple of wideouts that he's been recruiting. I don't know.
Well, he had just gone to that school, right? He hadn't been there.
Right, I'm just saying he was at Auburn. So he would have been recruiting SEC caliber guys.
What are you laughing about, Hudson?
I laugh to keep from crying. Mm-hmm. And I also read a really funny headline, so.
Can't share it.
No, I can. China apologizes for forcing Biden staff to submit to anal COVID exams. Around 50 members of Biden's team were subjected to anal penetration on one or more occasions from Chinese Communist Party doctors. China promises to stop. But then there was a follow-up tweet that just said, actually, China claims that no member of Biden's team was forced to take an anal exam. Instead, CCP doctors only gave exams to Biden staffers who consented to anal penetration.
Why is it that two things you've brought up today have surrounded around that?
Yeah.
Is there something you need to say?
There's a forewarning for the audience that Davey's not done with anal stories.
No, he already mentioned it.
Yeah, he already went to it.
He mentioned it during Philly's call.
Those just happened to be the things that were trending on Twitter. I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't listen to the show, you can't bag on the show.
Sorry.
Especially on the guy that typically doesn't listen.
I fall asleep on phone calls. Sorry.
Just thought those were funny. Mm.
So two stories about butt stuff.
But they're both very, well, at least one of them's very important for geo politics. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Got it. Hit the button.
This is a disaster.
Johnson & Johnson will deliver 20 million COVID-19 vaccine doses in March and 100 million doses by June.
Is Martha Black good? Or no, what's her name?
Just hit the damn button.
Is Buchanan going to sell them? Hour 3 continues. This segment brought to you by Knoxville Smiles.
So many smiles.
Go to KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Just don't let your teeth suffer. I mean, you know, everything else in the sports world is, but that's no excuse to have bad dental health. Get your cleanings done. Get it all done at Knoxville Smiles. Conveniently located, Cedar Bluff, West Knoxville. Doctors Malone and Costa. They'll take great care of you. It's Knoxville Smiles. KnoxvilleSmiles.com to make an appointment.
Landon says, realism Monday take. Both Ty Simpson and Sam Horn will beat Tennessee in Neyland.
What? Why was that?
Because it's Realism Monday, not Optimism Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So just, you know.
Just go ahead and just. Gosh. Ah, more than half the quarterbacks flame out in every
class.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't
that's
buy
true.
That. I mean, they might, but they might not. It's possible one of those guys never starts at school he goes to.
Sure. In fact, it's probably likely.
They get another stud in the next year or, you know, like Alabama or whatever.
Or transfers here because they don't see the field.
That's a good point. You should never dog a kid that goes to another school because they might end up your guy one day.
That's true.
Think about all those Alabama fans that are going to be so mad that they dogged on Hank T. Now he's going to be their guy. Or is he coming back? I can't remember.
No. I don't know.
No. I know. No. I don't know. I know. No. I know. No. 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 N-O,
I have no idea.
W's are just all running together. I know. No. No.
I don't care.
Spring training started. Alex, you excited?
Pumped.
The level of enthusiasm in your voice right there was palpable.
Just didn't expect us to ever get to that point.
If we're talking baseball on 3 and Pout, it is a bad day. Or there's been a great brawl. Those are the only two.
That's true. Yeah, like a bat flip incident.
I should say Major League Baseball. We like Tony V and the boys.
What are we going to do? Davey's like, the offseason's almost here. Yay! What are we going to talk about, Dave? And don't even say it.
I mean, I'll be more prepared for baseball.
But no, we don't talk baseball on this show. That's what we're trying to tell you. We don't do that. That's
start.
Not a thing. We don't do that. We don't do much NBA.
We have to start.
We really might have to dive into
Cardinals.
FCS college football.
I hate the Cardinals.
Good. See, Alex hates the Cardinals. We got something.
It's
to
a really
fight
tough
about.
Tough loss for the Paladins.
Tough day for my Paladins. Holy shnikes.
That Coral's offense.
Woo.
Struggle.
VMI 14, Furman 13. What are you doing?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Score some points. It's 2021. Where's the offense, George? I didn't watch it.
It's okay.
Sorry, can't break it down for you. I don't know what the
not much
was.
To break down. It was 14-13. Not exactly a barn burner of a game.
I did notice a tweet from the official Furman Paladin football account that said, they fumbled the snap like a minute to go down one.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, and lost some football.
Got to coach that out of them.
Can't be fumbling snap. Were they under center? What are you doing under center in 2020?
They run every single formation. They probably thought he was under center, but he was in shotgun.
No,
so one of those like where you just bounce it off your own butt if you're the center.
Did Chattanooga finish off the upset victory of Wofford? I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
How do you guys not have this?
North Dakota State lost.
Did they?
Yeah.
God, see, the door was opening for the Paladins. How about the
Southern Illinois, the Salukis, ended the 39-game winning streak.
Your Austin Peay Governors got a win 27-20 over Tennessee State.
Good for them. Good for the boys. Proud of them. Wait, isn't that Ty Simpson's dad's team? I don't know if they can be my team anymore.
No, that's Martin.
Yeah, that's right. UT Martin. Yeah.
Chattanooga did indeed finish off the upset against Wofford.
What was the score?
24-13.
Oh, shut them
never
down.
In doubt.
Shut them down. Good for you, Mox fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big win. I mean, Furman, they're not going to be out. They drop another game like that, they're going to be out of the playoffs.
UT Martin lost to Murray State 14-10.
Take that, Coach Simpson.
That's what you get.
Wasn't focused. He's too locked in on his.
A lot of
kids.
Tennessee fans on that UT Martin team probably wanted. Wanted the young boy to go to Big Orange.
Didn't play hard. Did you see the officiating gaffe over the weekend in FCS?
Yeah, what game was that? The guy makes a field goal, it bounces funny off the scoreboard, and the ref was adjusting his mask instead of looking at the ball, and they called it no good. They reviewed it, but there's no review, obviously. And they did that cost them the game?
They lost by one in overtime.
No.
I think.
No.
Yeah, sure.
It would have gave them a 3-point lead in the fourth when I believe it was tied 21-all.
And then they went to overtime 21-21?
No, I think I still can't even remember which teams they were, but the other team went down and scored a touchdown to give them – they would have been down four, and then I guess if they would have went and scored a touchdown.
Which they did to tie, right?
So they would have had a 3-point lead
brutal.
There.
How does that happen?
To Eastern Washington versus Idaho.
The guy wasn't even looking at the ball.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think they lost by a touchdown.
Mercy.
Well, if it wasn't in overtime, or it did go to overtime.
Maybe it didn't go to overtime.
If it didn't go to overtime, then it wouldn't have mattered. They would have lost anyway.
Still.
Yeah, it's still bad.
It could have. You know, you never know.
That's like
the other team could have actually been.
That's worse than fifth down for Colorado.
The other team could have been more conservative, knowing they needed a field goal to tie it, than playing to just know they could score either one. Mm-hmm. You never know. College football ref misses field goal while adjusting mask. Calls it wrong again on review. Yeah, they were in the Vandals.
Yeah, their indoor stadium, right?
Idaho.
Yeah.
Dome, yeah.
Mm. Former French president Nicolas Sarkozy sentenced to jail for corruption. It's crazy.
Yeah, there were 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It was tied. And the Eastern Washington kicker made the kick.
Mm-hmm. Ref was adjusting his mask. Missed it.
Didn't even look. Yeah, and then apparently the league said, we're sorry, it wasn't reviewable because the ball went over top of the post, not between the uprights.
That's not true, though. If you go back and look at it, he splits the uprights, but the ball went out of the camera shot because he kicked it so high. Mm. So they didn't have a good shot of whether or not it went.
That's what it's saying, though. It's too high to be reviewed.
Yeah, not because it went over the post, but because it went out of the angle of the camera.
Yeah, like even if it's right down the middle, if it's over
the view of the camera. Yeah, you got
it. The post. No, well, just anything over the post can't be reviewed, even if it's in the camera shot.
But that's what I'm saying is the camera did not show that, and the ref wasn't looking. So they are saying that it went over the post.
But they don't even know that.
No, the reality is the ball was kicked too high outside of the shot of the camera. It looked to be right down the middle, but they said they couldn't review it. They gave the post nonsense to cover their you-know-what.
How don't they have, like, a
laser shooting straight up?
Yeah, like in soccer, they have goal line technology to see if a ball went through.
They can tell you if Andy Roddick's tennis serve at 138 miles an hour touched the line.
Clips
or not.
The line, right.
But on field goals, we're still having refs watch the ball to see if it went through.
Well, they're supposed to watch the ball, but, you know, you got to adjust the mask, I guess. What a joke. Poor
well,
kid.
Billy Stats sent us a DM. It says, this spring season in FCS, only 2 weeks deep, and underdogs went 16-4 against the spread on Saturday. Three teams won outright as 17-plus underdogs.
Yo. Yo.
Thanks, Billy.
Idaho scored the game-winning touchdown in the final minute. So if they were down, they definitely going to call the game differently.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Oh, man.
Good times.
Unbelievable.
Just ref blunders.
Yeah, that VMI win. That's just turn the soak on. VMI and Chattanooga winning. Turn the soak on. Upside down.
Mm-hmm.
It's anybody's race now. No, you guys are excited about it.
How about Russell Wilson on the verge of demanding a trade from the Seahawks?
And he wants to go to the Bears?
Yeah, I don't understand.
That was one of his teams. It was like the Bears.
Cowboys.
Yeah, Bears, Cowboys, Dolphins, Rams?
No, not Dolphins. Saints.
Saints, yeah.
Saints and there's one more.
49ers?
Mm-mm.
No.
I thought there was one West Coast team. Raiders.
Yep.
Raiders. It. That was it.
I'm confused.
Well, apparently he saw what Brady did at Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Just built a team around Brady. Mm-hmm. Wins a Super Bowl. And he's looking around at old buddy saying, what are we doing here? Why can we not fix anything? Also, apparently Pete Carroll has two sons on the staff.
Really?
And one of the things Russell Wilson said, like, behind closed doors is, are those really the two best options in all of the world?
For that,
or is this
position.
Just a dad helping his kids?
Yeah.
Like, Russell Wilson, I mean, he's getting paid, but he wants to win a Super Bowl, get back.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the Carroll triumvirate walk around that place like they invented football.
Yeah, one of the sons is the receivers coach, and apparently he walked away for a brief time, and then he just came right back, much to the dismay of some team members.
Yeah, like things are not good in Seattle. So the question is Russell going to demand a trade if he can't get kind of what he wants? But there's also a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that, like, Richard Sherman was tweeting about it, a couple other defensive players that...
Jermaine Kearse, former wide receiver.
Yeah, Jermaine Kearse. Like, basically, Russell Wilson is not held to the same standard as everyone else on the team. He's kind of a diva, and he's kind of a baby. And so a lot of people are kind of like, just let him go. Like, he stirs the pot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dynamics are tough, man. Get this. We want some positive Tennessee football news.
Seriously?
No, not really. ETSU and Chattanooga are both 1-0 in the SoCon, tied at the top. Furman, Wofford, the favorites, already got a loss.
And we play ETSU next year? Is that right?
No.
I thought so. Isn't it Pitt, Bowling Green?
Chattanooga, right? Tennessee Tech.
Tennessee South Tech. That's right, too. Alabama. That's Tennessee Tech.
Tennessee Tech.
You're right. And then South Alabama, mm-hmm. who was awful this year. Good, good.
Who's their new coach?
Who?
South Alabama. I know they got Applewhite as their OC. Yeah,
I can't remember his name.
He's Burn Butch, just like everyone else.
Yeah, literally everyone else also has Burn Butch to this point. You just hate to see it.
This week, ETSU travels to Wofford. Be a big game. Samford at Furman. VMI at Western Carolina. And Chattanooga heads down to Charleston to take on the Citadel. Mm. It's not very good.
I look forward to hearing what happened next Monday.
Kane Womack is South Alabama's head coach.
Kane Womack.
Hmm.
Whew, tough little stretch for the Buccaneers. They host Furman the week after. They get these next two. Oh, look out. Still Randy Sanders, right?
Yep. He the man.
All right. Come back with final segment of the program right here on 3 and Out.
Can't wait.
Power. Final segment of the program. Misery Monday edition. Goodness gracious.
I love when sports are so fun.
Tennessee lost to Auburn in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee baseball went 2-2 against Indiana State.
Correct.
Definitely not freaking out about that. I mean, it's baseball. Stuff's going to happen. But then in football, Ty Simpson said not only is he not going to Clemson, but he's going to Alabama. So we get to see him every year. And then all eyes were like, okay, that's all right. We'll get Sam Horn. Big gunslinger.
Tennessee guy.
And last night, Sam Horn said, I'm committed. And we're like, really? To Missouri.
It's so hard right now for Josh Heupel to create momentum that I feel like a lot of people are just, well, many were already in that kind of wait and see zone anyway. But these are things that really are not his fault, but mm-hmm. are going to be held against him in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, he missed on that guy. Oh, mm-hmm. this guy went there. It's just very, very tough right now. I feel bad because there's only so much he can do, so much he can control. And the timing could not be worse, considering this is one of, if not the best, in-state crop of recruiting talent ever.
I mean, if he doesn't get any of them, it'll be a problem, but it's better than having the state barren.
Sure.
Because then there's no one to even try to
right.
get it.
Tennessee has offered the following pro-style quarterbacks: Tanner Bailey, 4-star, Drew Aller, 4-star, Chad Masco, 4-star. Also offered a bunch of dual-threat quarterbacks as well. MJ Morris, 4-star, Ja'Kari Brown, 4-star, Braden Davis, 4-star, and Caden Martin, 4-star. Who I think is Caden Martin not making his decision very soon?
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we were one of his finalists.
Always good to have the hat on the table.
The orange pops.
When they throw it across the room. Very neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got our quarterbacks. I'm not worried about it.
We're a 7th seed in Jerry Palm's bracketology. We would be playing Wichita State.
I saw that. Wichita State.
Shockers.
And then under their new coach, the interim guy, right?
I guess.
Because they let go of Greg Marshall? Or they parted ways?
Well, he's no longer an interim.
Is he officially the guy now?
Yep.
Okay.
Signed him to a 5-year deal.
Okay. All right. Good for them. Would that scare you? Shockers?
Nah.
It's like a brand new team. I don't know anything about them this year.
Yeah, same as anybody.
Just about anybody else?
I'd be prepared to get shocked.
Put on the collar.
That was good.
Give you some practice.
What's the highest seed at this point? Like, for, you know, bleeps and giggles, if we were to, yeah, let's say we beat Florida, win the SEC tournament.
Four.
Four?
absolutely top. Florida's a
so we got that going for us.
On Gilinardi, Florida's a 7.
So we are a 7 and Florida's a 7.
Well, I'm trying to find us on. No, this can't be right. This has got to be old.
Yeah, it's from February 26th.
So before our loss,
yes,
this weekend.
Oh, speaking of February 26th,
can't even be like, you can't even be considered the guy anymore. I mean, if you can't update by 10 o'clock Eastern time on Monday morning after weekend games, I mean, come on.
I think it actually does release at 10.
We'll do a Sunday.
No,
right.
It releases at 8
p.m.
usually, 8 a.m.
But it's not out right now.
So, yeah, I don't know why it's not out. I don't know if he's putting it out tomorrow.
Big delay. Huh?
What was that, Davey?
I think Alex mentioned February 26th, which is funny because that's the same date the story came out that I was wanting to talk about to kind of liven up the show or loosen up, however you want to, whichever.
How is this anything related to good content for the radio?
Well, I feel like it's since there's not good content for talking Tennessee athletics, like you guys have just lowered the bar so much, I don't have to do much to jump over it. You know how we always talk about that?
It's good content for the people who want more Davey Hudson.
I mean, like, you can't just
I'm
not
sure both
talk
of them
about
are very excited.
The article in the
sure
Science magazine where the headline is Man Hospitalized
is
After
show.
Putting 15 Boiled Eggs Up His Anus. Like, it's just hard to ignore that. And I'm not one to deprive the audience of an incredible story. And if it's really even funny, too, if you look at the picture that they show, it's like they've drawn this on the egg, and it's like this like shocked face, and the other eggs are just all cracked. I don't know, it's something, but I'll get into it now as we kind of round out the show. But Patient C, as they're calling him, is a 29-year-old male who came to the emergency room around midnight because of acute stomach pain. He had anally inserted 15 boiled and pilled eggs while under the influence of GHB earlier in the evening. Well, that's starting to make some sense. If you don't know, GHB is a drug that typically is used for treating narcolepsy, but obviously that's not what it was used for in this case, it seems like. By the time the gentleman got to the hospital, he was suffering from an abnormally rapid heartbeat of 120 beats per minute, that's extremely high, and a rapid breathing rate of 28 breaths per minute, also pretty high. The physical exam revealed abdominal guarding across his entire abdomen, suspecting abdominal sepsis. The doctors gave him a CT scan, and they saw what they saw was not pretty. As we mentioned in the headline, 15 eggs shoved up there.
Patient C for cracked eggs.
Like, some people, man. The links they'll go to try new things.
The links. Sound like you said links. L-I-N-K-S. Which, in the internet world, kind of makes sense. The links people will go to try.
Lengths.
Are you done?
I mean, I could keep going. We got 2 minutes. I figured I'd let you guys kind of get it back on tracks before we closed out.
Well, to make it a sports topic.
What?
Should be patient Y for Yolks.
Why do you laugh at that? You can't. Don't encourage stuff.
It was that fun.
No, I didn't either.
I mean, we'll at least get a Guinness record for.
I doubt it. I think you have to have somebody there to witness. Verify. Yeah.
Does a medical expert not count, though? I mean, you think you could trust them to count correctly?
He's got a CT scan for evidence.
There you go.
I wonder if they removed him.
There's even a
at the hospital,
tie,
or
know,
they made
the,
him
the old chugging fraternity. They have competitive eating this direction.
I hope the man's okay.
This is the worst,
actually,
this is
no,
the worst
I don't.
Show we've ever done.
I don't. If you go to those links and you
it.
Get sick from doing
bottom.
Something like that,
this
you kind of deserve what happens.
This is the worst
you.
Show we've ever done.
Can't wait for the title of this segment from Davey.
Probably just be butt stuff.
This is, you got your fact of the day?
You know the problem?
Oh, shoot.
You know the problem?
Hmm.
This basketball team? From a fan base standpoint?
What's that?
We don't get to see them play again until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We got to watch SEC games Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and then.
I welcome the Sunday game.
You can count how many teams in the conference are better than us.
Then we can hope, against hope, that we've just fixed all of our issues in the off week.
Got a dream.
Dream big. Vol leave. We'll do it tomorrow on
Optimism Tuesday. I don't know if I might not make it tomorrow.
The first oranges were not, in fact, orange. They were green.
We'll just turn Davey's mic off, maybe.
I'm the only one keeping this thing afloat.
No, I'm pretty sure you sunk it today. Like, we were sinking. Houston and I are over here bailing as fast as we can. We're trying to get the water out. We're trying to... And then you just...
If you're still listening, why?
The Blitz is next.